The Wyandotte County Fair is happening right now, just off of State Avenue in KCK. The tents are raised and the lights are up. There are shows to watch and fried foods to eat. Prize goats are being judged as we speak. That's actually happening right now. But as recently as last week, the fairgrounds were just open fields. KCUR intern Christina Leffring went to see how it all came together. The week before the fair opens, crews are preparing the grounds and tents. Wade Torrey, the groundskeeper, drives a bobcat piled high with crates.
It's not really a complicated job, it's just a lot of manual labor.
During the fair, Torrey says he has several 15 to 16 hour days. But considering the fair's a week away, he is pretty calm. So is Amy Krause, who manages the fair's office. She's overseeing an event that involves everything from Irish singers to nacho stands, but a lot of her work is pretty mundane.
They needed me to call and have the septic system pumped, and so I did that. Right now I'm troubleshooting the printer because it's falling apart. A little bit of everything. Whatever everybody on the board needs, that's what I'm here for. So.
The board is the Wyandotte County Fair Board. Each board member has organized one aspect of the fair, which they will hand off to Krause. For example, the one-inch thick binder of all 125 vendors a board member dropped off.
And so she said, now this is yours.
Most of the fair's organizers fell into planning the fair after participating in 4-H growing up. 4-H is a youth organization where kids complete projects that will be judged at the fair. Pam Howe from the Wyandotte County 4-H handles the logistics for the competitions.
They have to have the animal tagged, they have to have ribbons, and they have to set up the pens, they have to put beddings. You would be surprised.
While the rules for entering the competitions are written out in 4-H's manual, Howe says they can be complicated. A lot of her time is spent answering questions from parents and participants.
I had shown in my fair back in my hometown. I had no clue what went on behind the scenes.
It takes a lot of patience, a lot of sticky notes, and a lot of Google searches. So you just have to keep all your ducks in a row, literally and figuratively.
Youth coordinator Olivia Moore showed livestock with 4-H for 9 years. She says a lot of urban kids in Wyandotte County associate 4-H with agriculture.
That's been a big barrier to some of our kids joining 4-H because they think it's only cows and horses and livestock. 4-H is way bigger than just having a chicken.
The 4-H has expanded to include 125 different types of projects, including rocketry, geology, and cake decorating. But with all of that, the biggest concern is something the organizers have no control over.
I am concerned about the weather, although that's not on my checklist. Animals get stressed out when it's really hot. Kids and parents get stressed out when it's hot. Everything seems to be an emergency when it's hot. So the heat just brings an added layer of craziness to the fair.
It's the day before the fair officially opens. The carnival that arrived last night is setting up and testing their rides. The food trucks are preparing for a week of funnel cakes and corn dogs. Since there are so many 4-H projects, the judging has already begun, so packs of kids are running around the fairgrounds. Quilts, cakes, and canned foods are laid out for display. Over the hill, over 100 chickens and rabbits are housed in a barn with about 20 fans spaced out every 4 or 5 cages. Cages have frozen water bottles, and shades hang from the sides of the barns. All of this is to prevent the animals from overheating. The heat index is 103 degrees. Over by the pony corral, the Addinct family is gathered by the fence. The daughters are trying to entice a horse by holding out offerings of grass and flowers, which one of the horses accepts.
My sisters have always dreamed of feeding a horse.
While their parents are from rural backgrounds, the kids are growing up in urban Wyandotte County, so seeing a horse is exciting for them. And for the organizers, that's part of what makes the mountains of paperwork, hours of manual labor, endless questions, and long hours worthwhile.